They are playing for two people. They come from the slums. This Juma day reminds us of the day when we will not be able to bath, we will not be able to take shower, others will be bathing us. The Juma day reminds us that day, that day is the reality that is going to come. Nobody can avoid it except. Today we have taken shower, that day others will be bathing us. Today we have changed our clothes, that day we will not be able to change our clothes. Others will be wrapping us in two sheets. Today we have come walking, that day we will not be able to come to mercy. We will not be able to walk, others will carry us. And today we are offering Zubha, we are offering Salah. That day we will not be able to perform our Salah. Others will lead us, others will take Salah for us. The day of Zubha reminds us of the day of departure from the world. That today we have come prepared, that day others will prepare us. Others will wrap us in two sheets of others will put perfume on us. We will not be able to put perfume. Others will prepare us. We will be brought on the shoulders of others. We will not be able to perform our salat. Others will be performing salat for us. Okay, Juma reminds us, every Juma reminds us that be mindful of the day of the departure from the dunya. Be mindful of that day. So we are all passing through a test. The body lies in the test. Body lies in the trial. What is the test? What is the test? We don't have to pass. The test is whether we do according to our own desires, our own understanding, our own liking. There are two ways of living. Always there are two ways of living in the world. Before and after. There is no third way. Two ways. One, to do according to what we like. That is nafsani living, nafsani. To do what our nafs likes. To do what our nafs wants. That is one way of living. The other way of living is that no, we have made a pledge. We have made a pledge that, oh Allah, you are my master. And I am your abdu. I am not going to use this dunya as I like. I'm assuming you. I love you. No. As an abdu, I am committed. The first words that were put to us, when we gave the word, the first words that were put to us were azan. When a baby born in a Muslim house, the first amal they do is to be an azan. It must be an aqamah in the other. And it is said in hadith that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam did this when Sayyidina Imam Hussain, when they were born, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam came to the house of Sayyidina Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha, put them in his lap and gave them adhan and imam. So these are the first words put to our ears. But this is the way you need to live. This is the way you need to live in the world. For we are made of flesh. But oh Lord, you are our master. You are your slave. Up. What is the meaning of an up? The meaning of an up is that we do according to the desire of the master. He does what master likes. I don't know what I like. This is not my way. I don't know what my day or how I like. I don't know what the way the world goes. I don't see what others do. I see what my master wants from me. That is La ilaha illallah. Muhammad Rasulullah, the very Rasulullah's prophet. Rasulullah did not tell us anything from his own. وما ينطق عن الهوى إن هو إلا وحي يوحى. He does not say what he tells you, what I tell you. Allah says that what I tell you, he does. He does not speak on his own, he speaks what I told him. So this is the best idea, sir. Whether poor or rich, whether young or old, whether rich or poor, whether a businessman or a labor, in whatever way of life we are alive, we are in whatever way of life we are cooking with the rice. That is Iman. That I am the Abd of Allah, and I am the Ummati of Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I have not come here to dunya to fulfill my desires. As I told you, there was not a single person in the human history whose desires were fulfilled and in past suffering, fulfilling the desires. Alexander, the conqueror, he had two desires. One, he wanted to conquer the world, and he prepared for it. With all preparation, he started to conquer the world. And he defeated all the mighty armies that came in his way. He brought down the mighty kings from their thrones. And their treasures within his asset. After leaving India, he did not conquer even the whole India. He returned from the northern part of India. When he reached India, his army looked so much that he was bad. Now he wants to go back. He wants to go home. And the army is not doing so much. What this poor fellow can do alone? So he said, first desire to conquer the world. He could not meet that desire. Then on the way back, death came to him on the way back. He was very intelligent, knowledgeable. He understood that this is a time of death. Death has reached me. His desire was that I should die in my hometown. I am dying on the way. In the journey, I am away. The desire was that I should die in my hometown. So he announced in the army that is there anyone who can give me so many days of life that I reach home and die? I know death is unavoidable. It cannot be avoided. I know that. But I want the death to be deferred to the extent that I reach home and I die. A few days of life so that I reach home. He announced in the army, is there anyone who can give me a few days of life so that I reach home and die? Imagine, brothers, what is the value of a few days? For a few days of life, you will need to pass with all his treasures. Those treasures, if he had to get something, might be seen hundreds of years of their treasures, if they had collected, and then begin with the asset. All then what is the value of the truth in life? It is true for a student. Alexander is going to pass his all his way for a Jewish, so that he can reach home in life. Then what is the value of the life that Allah has given? He died on the way he died. For his two desires, one to conquer the world, could not be, one to die at hometown. That's why my grave is buried in my hometown. He died at the way. So, my dear brothers, what is the achievement? What is the achievement? What did we achieve? I said, what your life is for two things. One is a test, but another second is the achievement. Achievement. We have come for a test, and we have come for an achievement. What is done to Natsum Ma Kattamat Nimat? What is done to Natsum Ma Kattamat Nimat? Let each one see. What has he prepared for that coming time? But tomorrow, what is the tomorrow? The tomorrow is the day of death. The tomorrow is after us. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asks, why don't you not come up of the Hadjirat? Let each one see what he has prepared for that day, for that moment. But tomorrow, the tomorrow, is the time of departure from the dunya. Allah says, what have you prepared for it? Just another example I give in the quote. This is the victorious Alexander, the conqueror. He is departing from the world. That's it. And he wanted to die and be buried. It's the hometown, he could not do that. The second example is Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu ta'ala. Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu ta'ala, when his death time came, his wife was sitting by his side. She was crying and weeping that her husband is departing from the world. And husband, what type of husband? Not an ordinary husband. Not an ordinary husband. The father, every time his father, he can say personal assistant, a personal law, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The first Muslim of Islam, first Muslim of Islam. And every time associate of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his father, he is the father. So the wife is crying. But what a sad, moment is this. What a sad moment is this. Sayyidina Bilal audiences what wife is saying. And tells her, this is not a moment of sadness. This is the moment of happiness. This is the moment of joy. In a few minutes, I'm going to depart from here. My master, Muhammad Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is waiting for me. My master is waiting for me. My friends, Sahaba are waiting for me. The moment I depart from here, I will be waiting on her. And then, my master is waiting. My friends are waiting. Like that. Most of you are from other countries. First from India. When you want to go home, for some occasion, for some leave, holidays, you are standing at the Bangkok airport, what is the official airport? You are in the National Airport, right? Standing at the airport, he is under top. These are the thoughts that in 2 hours I am landing in Bombay. My parents would have come to receive me
My wife would have come for a screening. My children would have come for a screening.
Where?
He's screening this at the International Airport of Joe Biden. So I just do it. In a few hours, I will be landing in Bombay. And there my children would have come for a screening. And you know me when you cooked in my house. But our son is coming, our brother is coming, our wife is coming, our friend is coming, children is coming, our father. He's leaving this adorable day. And then, there's me, in a few words, my son is coming, and my brother is coming. Like that saying of love is in a few words, I will be departing from dunya and then I will be landing in akhirah. I will be departing from dunya and landing in akhirah. My master is waiting for me. Today who is coming? Today who is coming? Bilal is coming. Sahaba are waiting for me. Who is coming? Bilal is coming. This is it. Achievement of life. This is the achievement of life. Allah says, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "Wal tanzur nafsun ma qaddamat lighan." Let each one see what he has prepared for tomorrow. That tomorrow is the new year. That's one small thing and I agree. Shaykh Sa'di, rahmatullah alayhi, is one of the great ulama. His books are taught even in another Muslim today. Just like this, when you were born, when you came in dunya, everybody was happy. And you were busy with that. The child when he is born, the first thing he does is he cries. And if he doesn't cry, doctor says there is no problem. He should cry. Good cry. The fact is when you came in the world, everybody was happy and you were coming and you were crying. Spend this worldly life in such a way that when you depart from this world, everybody is crying and you are departing happy. You are departing from dunya happily. And all others are. When you came, you were crying and others were happy. When you depart, spend the life in such a way that when you depart happily. Ya ayyuhal nafsul mutmainna, irji'i ila rabbika radiyatan mardiya, fadkhuli fi ibadi, fadkhuli jannati. Depart in such a way that Allah is happy with you. He is with you. You are pleased with Allah. Allah is pleased with you. Enter His service and enter Jannah. End of the business, Talaika of being gratified. That is the achievement. That is what has to be achieved. May Allah give us.